We're Shri's Rabbanon.
But here, what are we talking about?
You want to schlep the water from this Amasamayim, this flow of water, which is only a kamlus, up into your apartment, which is only Rishus Yachid, which with the rice, it's mutter. It's only Yosem with the Rabbanon. So I'll tell you, it's only Yosem with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon didn't make an exerio. The Rabbanon will matter you to carry the water from the kamlus to the rim, which is a makom third. Now, from the rim, you carry it into your apartment, that's what's mutter. So the machlokes here just is, how wide does the rim be that is still called the makom tur? Like, when does it lose its shein makom tur? It's called the karmelis. The Tanakhama says if it's gimel tefachim wide, it's not a makom tur anymore. And the Shimon Gamliel says no. Kol zaman, it's not dalet tefachim wide, it's still a makom tur. I was there for the Gemara. For Rabbi Yechonen, Rishriyas Rabbanan Am Yomer. One kashav is no. Rabbi Yechonen that said you shouldn't carry from a Rishus Rabbin into a makom tur, it's Rishus Yachid, said the same halach even by the Rabbanon of Rishuyis. So it's a kasha here. How could you carry from the Karmelis onto the rim, back up into the apartment? It should be awesome. The Tanan we learned, Koisil Shebein Beis Chaseris. If you have a wall dividing between two different Chaserim, Kivoya Yutvachim, if this wall is Yutvachim high, V'roichev Abo, and it's wide for Tvachim, is alocha ma'arvin shnayim ve'marvin echad. These two chaserim have to make two separate aruba chaseris. They can't make one. Because since there's a wall dividing the two of them, they have no pesach to get into one to the other, they can't make one erub chaseris. Hoya baroyshe peris. What about if there were peris fruits on top of this wall? Now the top of the wall is a rishus yachid, because it's wide for tzvachim, and it's higher, you tzvachim, it's rishus yachid. So the locker is Elo Oyla Mikan be Oichlin. The people on the right chos to climb up this wall and eat the Paris on top there. The Elo Oyla Mikan be Oichlin. The people on the left chos could climb up the wall and eat the Paris on top of the wall. Because on top of the wall is Rishus Yochid. What about Nifrat Sakoisel? Let's say the Koisel now got a pirtsa, got a hole in the wall. Ad Eser Amis, up until 10 Amis. So it's still called a Pesach. It's called you have a wall there with the Pesach to walk through. Then the locker is Marvin Shnayim, the Imrots for Marvin Echad. If they want to, the two Chatzerim can make one Erev together. Because there's a Pesach now between the two of them. If they also want to, they can make two separate Erevs. Because they're still called the Mechitza there. It's called the Mechitza with a Pesach. That if they want to, they can do whatever they want. Either make it together, because there is a Pesach straight through, or else make two separate Erev Chatzeris. Mevnei Shuk Pesach. Yes, in Mikan, let's say the pirtza, the hole in the wall, is wider than Yudamis. That's always called a pirtza. That, like, breaks the wall. There's no more wall here. Then the din is Marvin Echad. These two chaserim are like one chaser. They bedafka have to make one. They bedafka have to make one Erev together. V'yein Marvin Shnayim. They can't make two Erev chaseris. V'avinim bo, had a kasha now. Ein bo, and the Murray Shaila we had before, v'avinim bo. Ein bo ya bo mai. What's the halacha if on top of the wall it's not wide dalet tefachim? The top of the wall is only wide three tefachim. So Omar Rav first said a chumra there that Aver Beis Rishuyish left his boy, that since both chatzerim have equal rights to use the top of this wall, it's like neither of them are, both of them are also to use it. Is v'lo yozis boy molaneima. They can't even move the food on top of the wall mamash an inch. They can't move the food at all. It's not movable. Any little bit you're moving, it's like you're moving from one rishus to another rishus. That was Rav Chumra. For Rabbi Yechonin Amar though, but Rabbi Yechonin said no. It's called the makom ptur. Since it's gevoya yutfachim, and the top is not dalet tefachim wide. So anything that's not dalet tefachim wide is a makom ptur. So locher is elu malin mikan v'yechonin. The people on the right chos have a right to go up there and eat there. And the people on the left chos have a right to climb up on top of the wall and eat there. And what? And they can carry down also, because it's called the makom ptur. And the Mura says, V'yaz the Rav Yechonin time before, and Rav Yechonin goes according to the Shita, the V'yaz the Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yechonin, when Rav Dimi came, he said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, that makom shein boy arbu al arbu. Anytime you have a makom that's gimel tefachim off the ground, but it's not wide, four tefachim by four tefachim, what din does it have? It's called a makom ptur. That's mutal of Rishus Rabban of Rishus Yochin. That lekate falov. That people from Rishus Rabban can take off their bundle and put it down on top of this stump. This stump is only a makom ptur. It's mutter. And the people in Rishus Yochin have a right to take off their bundle and put it down on top of the stump. Since this stump is not rochiv dalal by dalal tefachim, it's a makom ptur. It's mutter. Ubuvado, Rabbi Yochanan said clearly, Ubuvad only, Shelo Yachlifu. You should not carry directly, like, take from the Shusaravim, put your bundle down on the stump. And then pick up the stump, pick up your bundle, and bring it into Rishus Yochin. Even though Midiraita, that's Mutter, because the Anochi was always made from Mokim Turim, but Midirabonon, it's also, maybe you carry directly from Rishus Rav to Rishus Yochin. Now the Gemara says the same halacha applies here by the wall. When you have this wall in between two chotzes, the top of the wall is a Mokim Turim. So each chotze is allowed to carry from their chotze to the top of the wall. But they're not allowed to carry once on top of the wall, they can't bring it down to the next chotzer. That's also why? Because the gzera, maybe you carry directly from one chotzer to another chotzer. This is the kasha. You see, Rabbi Yochanan made his gzera, even though it's only nisim d'rabbanan. He had to carry from one chotzer over the wall to the other chotzer, midiraisa, rather it's muta. Because midiraisa, the both of Rishus Yochin. It's only yosim d'rabbanan. So you see, even in the rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan makes his takonim. So Chura Takasha on our Mandiyom here that we want to say, here we're saying, what's the Yetzam? Lower your pitcher down, bring the water up from the Kamlis, put it on the Mokum Ptur, and then slap it straight up to your house. Rabbi Yochanan says, even on Rishus Rabbanan, it's also to do directly from one Rishus straight to the other Rishus. And with the Gemara Enechanami, I'll tell you, he Ziri Omro. Ziri said this. Enechanami, Ziri things on our Mandiyom, on our Gemara. Said the Gemara, Uleziri Kasha Ho, Enechanami, according to Ziri, that is sure our Gemara, we're saying Rabbi Yochanan gave him the Eitzah to lower down the pitcher and get the water out of the Karmelis and put it on top of the rim of Mokum Tur and schlep it up. I, according to Ziri, Rabbi Yochanan said that was Osir. That there it says, Ziri Mokum Lo, B'yama Samayim Gufa. Ziri learns that our Shiloh, about how wide this was, not to give it a shame Mokum Tur, but the Shiloh was in the stream of water itself. How wide was the stream of water? That the Tanakhama says, if the stream was Gimel Tfachim wide, that's called the Karmelis. The Shimon Gamliel says, no. If the stream has to at least be Dalet Tfachim wide. If it's Dalet Tfachim wide, then it's called the Karmelis. Less than Dalet Tfachim wide is not called the Karmelis. That's the way Ziri is going to learn the Machlekes. Enachnami. Ziri will not learn the Machlekes is, if it's called the Mokum Turim, they say you're allowed to carry from the Karmelis onto the rim of Mokum Tur and carry up to your apartment, that sheet is Osir. But the Shiloh is, the whole water, the whole flow of water wasn't the Karmelis. Since the first Mandiyom is less than 3 Tfachim, it's not, it's called the Mokum Tur, the whole thing, then sheet you could carry that water straight to your apartment. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're talking about as long as it's less than Dalet Tfachim wide, then it's called a Mokum Tur still. So Marav Rav Dimi Tanoihi. But according to Rav Dimi and Echnami, it comes out to Machlekes Tanoim. So the more of it, according to Rav Dimi, it comes out to Machlekes Tanoim. The what that Rav Dimi says before, Rashi, Rav Dimi Diyomar, Ein Karmelis Pchusim Midalot Tanoihi. According to this pshat now, Rav Dimi said before Pshito that you don't have a Shem Karmelis unless it's at least Dalet Tfachim or Dalet Tfachim. Anything less than that is not called the Karmelis. And here we're learning now, Bryce, the Tanakhama says, no, as long as it's wide, Gimel Tfachim, the flow of water, it's also awesome to carry it up. Why? Because something Gimel Tfachim wide can also be called a Karmelis. So look, Marinachanami, according to Rav Dimi, that he says it has to be Dalet Tfachim wide to give it a Shem Karmelis, Pshitas totally the Machlokes Tanoim. He's only saying that according to the second man, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Tanakhama Taka, since it's Roch of Gimel, it could also be called a Karmelis. It doesn't have to be Roch of Dalet. Yeah. So tomorrow, V'tehevei Kichure Kamlis. We still have a Kasha here. So Rashi, V'tehevei Kichure Kamlis. Why do we say if this flow of water that goes through the Chotzer, we say now, if it's less than Gimel Tfachim wide, so it's called like a Mokum Ptur. Therefore, you'll have to schlep the water up from the flow of water into your apartment. Because it's a Mokum Ptur. The kasha is, though, this flow of water, avada outside or a mile down, avada it's wide. Every flow of water comes from a nice stream of water that at some point it is Roch of Dalet Tfachim. It is a real Karmelis. Just at one part of the stream, it could be it got narrow. It's not Dalet Tfachim. But in Halacha, Chure, Chure means a hole. Let's say you have a hole in the wall that's facing the Rishus Rabin. And there's a hole in the wall facing the Rishus Rabin, that's called Chure Rishus Rabin. That has a loch, it has a din like a Rishus Rabin also. So the kasha here also, this flow of water, even though right now it's not gimel tefachim wide or four tefachim wide, it shouldn't be called a makom ptur. Since it's attached to the big stream of water further up or further down, that is a karmelis, this should be called like a hole, an offspring from a karmelis. And the hole that leads into a karmelis should also be like a karmelis. So the stream of water at all points should have a shem karmelis. How are we saying now, if it's not wide gimel tefachim, the stream of water is like a makom ptur, that if it goes outside your apartment, you're allowed to schlep the water up from the stream into your house, because it's a makom ptur? Why? It's attached to a karmelis. Let it be like a churei karmelis. So the Gemara, but tehevi ki churei karmelis, it should be like the hole that's attached to a karmelis. Now the Gemara, Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Yarmi Tevaya, they both say, ain churei karmelis, and no, there's no such halacha. Even though you have a hole that leads into the karmelis, since the karmelis is only us, the Rabbanon were not machmen to give a din, a chur, to a karmelis. A hole leading into a karmelis has no din to it. If it itself is not dalat falchem wide, it's not called a karmelis, it's called a makom ptur. Only by Rishus Rabbim do we say if you have a hole leading into Rishus Rabbim, the chur Rishus Rabbim also has been like Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi, v'tevi ki chur karmelis, ha'ahai amo, afilo les beishir karmelis, even though it's not wide gimel or four tefachim, listen, sir, mishim chur karmelis, let it be us like the hole leading into a karmelis. If you have Rishus Rabbim and a hole leading into it, it's Rishus Rabbim dummy. If you have a wall right on the side of Rishus Rabbim, and there's a little hole in the wall, you threw something four amis in the Rishus Rabbim, and it landed in this hole, you should know chayiv. It's considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabbim itself, since this is a hole that leads into Rishus Rabbim. It's Hochinami. Hoyo v'yesh boshir kamlis koydim shetikonis liyir. Avad, the stream of water before it comes into the city is very wide. There it is, a kamlis. It's hashtanami tisisar, the kamlis asiyam. Since the stream of water does come from a wider stream of water, which over there is a kamlis, so now when it comes into the city, it should also be called a karmelis. So why do we say now it's not rochev, gimel tefachim, it's mutter? The teretz is, ein teiras chur in the karmelis. Le'achmele rabbonim kulihai. True, in the Rishus Rabbim you say it, but in the Rishus Rabbonim and karmelis you don't say it. Ravash sheyamano, afilu tein lo yesh chur in the karmelis. A fool, you want to say the Rabbonim were machmir, even on the Rishus Rabbonim like a karmelis, the Rabbonim still said a chur opening up into it is osur. I'll tell you, hani mili bismucha. That's only if the chur is right near, like a Rishus Rabbim. You have the hole in the wall, it's right near the Rishus Rabbim. So a hole that's right near the Rishus Rabbim has it like Rishus Rabbim. Who had been a hole right near the karmelis has it been like the karmelis. Of a hoch of a muflegis. Here we're talking about the stream of water for a long distance now. It's not rochiv gimel tefachim, or it's not wide dal tefachim. So for a long stream already, a long stretch of area, it's not a karmelis. Even though further outside the city is attached to a karmelis, that zikha would not machmir. If it would be right next to the karmelis, then we'd say a smaller area that comes off a karmelis is also called like the karmelis. But here that it's so far away, the muflegis, we don't say it. Trashi shein boy kishir elul rochi. It's only far away that it's a karmelis. So now in the middle of the city, we don't say it has a shem karmelis on it. Ravina, one Ravina gives another teretz. We're going to the Ovid la nifkoi apuma, that he made a nifko, like a little mechitza, at the entrance where the stream of water comes into your chutzah. Trashi Ravina Oma, hai shir the gimel badal the rabbonin. Rav Shimon Gamliel, loy bishir the Oma gufon. We're not talking about the shir of the Amas Samayim, how wide the stream of water is. And we're not talking about that on top of the rim is a makom ptur to say it's mutter to carry from the karmelis to the makom ptur up to your apartment. That's not what we're talking about. Now what are we talking about here? The yovad le nifka. What does that mean? El the yovad le nifka drashin mutzas. You made like a little mechitza, a little blockage where the water comes in. Puma drashi bichniso biyitzia. Vehischala mechitza samach liakfer. And the mechitza started near the rim, v'toich ugnin, inside the rim, mikan amikan, v'lechibra b'yemtza, she'yamayin nechnosim v'yoytzim derach shom. V'arvinu rabbonu, pogas megim, l'arvinu lovud, The question is now, you have a flow, the water is flowing through, and you started to make a mechitza in the middle of it. You put a mechitza in the middle where the water enters. But the question is, the mechitza didn't reach the end of the Amas HaMayim. It didn't reach the end. It was in the middle. So now, how much area is the leftover that we should say lovud is considered attached to the end of the flow of water? The Tanakam and Lalacha we hold is, Kol Zaman, it's less than Gimel Tfachim away, we say lovud. So it's less than Gimel Tfachim, this area, from where the end of the wall is, up until the flow of the water, if it's less than Gimel Tfachim here, we say lovud here, and lovud on the other side, then it's considered like you have a good mechitza straight across the flow of water, then it's mutter. And the Rishon LeGamliel sheet that we always had is, he says lovud even with less than 4 tfachim. Even though it's more than Gimel Tfachim away from the wall, if it's less than 4 tfachim away from the wall, we say lovud. So that's the shal here. That's the shal we had already before once. If you say lovud 3 tfachim, or do you say it by 4 tfachim? So the Yavad Le'nifka Pum, you made like a little mechitza at the entrance of the flow. The Yaz the Rabbon, the time where they say lovud, you always say less than Gimel Tfachim. From Shimon Gamlul, the time may. That is Shittriz, you always say lovud less than 4 tfachim. So that's this Machlokes 4 and 3. Nothing to do with the Shir Karmelis, nothing to do with the Malkim Turu. It's going to talk like our Mishnah, that when you have a flow of water coming through the Chatzar, the flow of water is a Karmelis. How is a mutter take the water out of the flow onto the chotzer? Only if you make a mechitza at the beginning when the water comes in, and a mechitza where the water goes out. Now you've started to make the mechitza, just the mechitza didn't reach the two ends. So if it's less than Gimel Tfachim away, you say lovud, it's mutter. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though it's less than 4 Tfachim, also it's mutter. You say lovud less than 4 Tfachim. So that's the Mishnah. Gizustra, we had already before, that's the porch sticking out of your wall. That underneath the porch is an Amas HaMayim, is a river. Not Amas, is a river. Gizustra, shilamala min HaMayim, on top of the water. Is ein mamala min menel b'shabas. And now let us fetch the water up, because the bottom is a karmelis, and on top is a reshus ha-yochid. Halim came also lo mechitza, unless on your porch you made a mechitza gvoi yasar tfochim. You have to make 4 mechitzas around you, going up your tfochim, bein mamala, bein mamata. Where the mechitzas are going up on top of your porch, or the mechitzas are going down underneath your porch, abi you have mechitzas yutfochim. Like this is a cow by water we always have, that we say good achis. The mechitzas on top of water, we say they go down as if they reach the water, and it's considered one reshus ha-yochid straight down, and you can fetch the water up. V'chein shtei gezustoris. Same thing if you have 2 porches. Zu l'mala mizu. One higher up than the other one. They're not directly on top one of the other. They're a little bit away, but one's a higher level, one's a lower level. Also lo yoina. Now the top porch made this tikkun. This tikkun is in the middle of the porch, you have to make a hole 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and you make mechitzas up, you tfachim all around it. So these mechitzas now go straight down to the water. So if the reshus yochid goes straight down, you can step the water up. So the top porch made this tikkun. The bottom porch should not make this tikkun. They don't have a hole with dalet mechitzas, with 4 mechitzas all on the side of it, you tfachim, right? So from the bottom porch, you can't step up the water. So how does the bottom porch want to step up the water? They want to use the top porch. Either they want to throw the bucket up to the top porch and let it go down the hole, or else the Gemara before said they wanted to go up and walk to the top porch and use that porch. And we're talking about that they're shutfis. They made the top tikkun together, so the bottom people have a right to use it. So then the lochrish, tayyam asuris achiyarvu. Kozuman, these 2 people didn't make a rubachateris, it's also for either of them to use it. Because they're 2 different diurim, have a right to use this top porch, so they ask the zelzeh. So even the people living on next to the top porch is not allowed to throw his pitcher down to get the water, because the bottom person also has a right to use it. So when 2 people have a right to use 1 makam, it's also midrabanan without an erubachateris. So the Gemara must need send the loike Chananya ben Akavya. Our mission does not go according to the chiddush we just saw before, according to Chananya ben Akavya. The Tanya, what was his chiddush? Chananya ben Akavya oimer, gizustro sheyesh bo dalad amis. You should know if you have a flat porch that's 4 amis by 4 amis, 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, choykik bo dalad. In the middle of this porch, hollow out the hole, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's all. And now we'll say this modern svar of Kofof, will look as if we're going to bend the rex, each tenth fulcrum on the side of it, we're going to bend it upwards, as if there's a mechitza there. Umamala, and you're allowed to step up the water. Now, our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, claw, you have to make mechitzas. Mashma, we don't hold like Rabbi Chanina. It's not enough to say a svar kofa will like bend up these tenth fulcrum. No, we don't bend it up for you. You have to make yourself directly upwards, four mechitzas going up, you tvachim. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra Loi hit the Rabbi Chanina Ben Akav Yelah B'yama Shotverg. Could be no Kermit says no machlekes. He was not matri. He was only matri in the Yam Shotverg. Hoyu V'yesh Lo Ganim. Because there's a bank. There are mechitis all around the Yam Shotverg. V'yayoros Makafifus Makifus Oysoi. So Mela looks, it really is called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, by that Yam he's making. Avo V'shar Memus Loi. But any other river, he doesn't come onto this cooler either. So merely is not mechulak on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about other rivers. Their takas only mutter. You have mamish mechitza standing upwards, yutvachamai, all around your hole. But just if you have a straight porch, 4 ounces and 4 amis, it wouldn't be matter by other rivers. Only over the river of Yam Shotzveria, which makes what there is a Rishus Yochid, just that it's wider than the base of Sayim, so the Rabbanan is also to metaltum. So the Rabbanan will make it with such a svar of kofa. Tana Rabbonin, Gimel Dvorim Hitir Rebbe Chanina Ben Akavi L'Anshe Tveria. He gave 3 coolers to the people living near Tveria. Memalen Mayim Migazus Rebbe Shabbos. One chizur like we just learned. If you have your porch that's 4 amas by 4 amas wide, you're allowed to fetch up the water from the middle of your porch from the Yam Shel Tveria. The time name be Otso, who are then you could time in mean, put your peris. Like, taimen means to, put it into, you want to wrap it around, like, you're allowed to wrap around your peris, the yotza. That's the pseulis or kitnius. That's like the shaft that comes off the beans. If you want to use the shaft of the beans to wrap around your peris, it's mutter. The taimen be yotza. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. And it's not makabel tumo. Umestafken be aluntis. And you're allowed to dry yourself with towels on Shabbos. If you take a cold bath on Shabbos, you're allowed to dry yourself with towels. Now, what are these dinim? Memala mayim exustri, could fetch up the water from this porch, b'Shabbos hodiyamorun. That was the chiddush we just had before. That even though your porch is a flat 4 amis by 4 amis, it's mutter to fetch up the water. Just make a hole in the middle, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and we say kofa. We look as if the sides, the yud tfachim on all 4 sides, bend up by themselves. That was one chiddush. Now, the time nim biotzer, you're allowed to cover up your peris with the shaft that comes off the kidneys. Mahi, what's this chiddush? The tanya, we learned like this. Hishkim lohovi psoilis. If you wake up early in the morning to get the psoilis, get the shaft off the kidneys, off the beans, in vishvil shiyesh olav tal, if the reason why you got up early in the morning, because in the morning there's dew on top of the shaft. Now, when you want to wrap the shaft around your peris to preserve the peris, you want the dew to be on the shaft. The male of this dew is called mayim. And when the water touches the peris, it's called your nicha, with this water touching the peris. So it's machsha, the peris could be makabel tumah. That's the locha. Peris fruit, it can't be makabel tumah unless first water went on top of the peris that your nicha, after the peris were pulled off. So after you pulled off the peris, if you wrap around it with the wet shaft, that you've adopted got early, you got up early in the morning to get this wet shaft that has the towel on it, that's called nichalei, that's called yamashe, the peris of kabel tumah. Hareyu b'chiyutan, that's called yinichu with the water, you're happy with this water that's touching the peris now is huchsher, could be makabel tumah. Now if a sheretz now touches the peris is makabel tumah. V'yim b'shvil shlo yivatim amlachtei, what about no? The reason why you got up early in the morning is not because you want to do that's on the shaft. Stam, you work a whole day, you have no time the daytime to collect the share. That's why you had to get up early. Should not stare you from working. Then we say, no, you're not nicha with the dew that's around the share. So even though this share is wet and touches the peris, it's not nachshla kabutumum, because you're not nicha with the water to touch your peris. That was the second chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. Right, another chiddush is, now, Anshe Tveria, Kemi Shla Yevatim Mlachte Domi. They Anshe Tveria also, those people, Rashi Balim Loch,